Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Friday, the 10th of July. Okay, couple of things announcement-wise. Firstly, Ultimate, Real Madrid and a couple of others are playing tonight and then playing again on Monday. So I need to close all that off Sunday and then run a fresh process Monday morning and then again Tuesday morning for midweek. So Ultimate members, I have put it out, but just in case you've missed it, there will be only games till Sunday on your odd sheet today and database, and everything will be updated Monday and Tuesday. And then on the same vein, and this isn't down to me, so I take no responsibility, I'm only passing on the info, FDD having decided to include the MLS group games have now removed the MLS group games, so there will no longer be MLS on the FDD sheets for these games that are being played for this MLS's back tournament. It's not, I do agree with it, it's not reflective of the MLS league football. So they've, having put it on for a couple of the games, they've now decided not to. So if you've got that game, or I don't even know how many are played because I didn't look at it, so if you've got MLS games over the last week, you may just want to delete those and there won't be any going forward. So that's the two bits of football. Southampton yesterday, it was a late first half goal, and I did put a game up on Twitter. I might do a little bit more of that, just some of the stuff I'm doing at the minute. I need prices a bit later, so I can either wait and do the podcast late on, which is more inconvenient, or if I see anything, then I will just put it on. I did like somebody going, reasons, dude. I don't think I'll be responding to anyone calling me dude, with the greatest respect. Don't know what that's all about. Dude, who invented that word? Ridiculous, isn't it? Oh, dude. Fucking drives me mad, shit like that. Yeah, just me. Right, at the minute, we got a little panic on because the good lady's not well. And I know she's not well because she was meant to go out shopping on Wednesday and didn't. And yesterday after whatever it is, 100 and God knows what day, she was meant to have her hair done and didn't get the hair done. Had to cancel it. And obviously is full panic mode ahead of, she's due to go to Malta on the 23rd. And that is, I mean, this has been like a baby production line in this house of stuff she's been making and shipping over to Malta. She's desperate to get there. So she genuinely isn't very well. I don't think it is COVID. I think it's just a cold, but obviously we're taking maximum precautions. So I am pretty much abandoning my weekend plans just to, I'll be doing the bare essential work, and making sure that she is okay so that I can ship her out on the 23rd and I can have my, bachelor parties galore for however long she's gone. One way ticket is booked, one way ticket to Malta. But she has been to the dentist and the optician since things opened up, and you do just wonder whether she has picked something up. So I will be very sparse the next couple of days. I'll do a pod each morning quickly with any football, but anything else, I'm afraid, guys, will wait. We'll have to wait just while I get that sorted, and hopefully by Monday we'll know exactly what the situation is and she'll either be improving or we will be taking a lockdown. It'll be a bit late because I've been in amongst her for the next, I don't mean that in any other way than we've been in the same room or whatever. Dear me, that sounded bad. The last few days, but as I say, hopefully she is all okay. It's just one of those things, but her sole focus is, and I do want, I think the flipping place will explode if she can't get out to Malta on the 23rd. What else? I didn't watch the football last night. I've really fallen out of love with it. Funnily enough, I don't know whether I said yesterday, Spurs have sent an email asking us to pay 20-25% of a season ticket for next season, and I just cannot be bothered. I always get texts when Spurs are playing, whether I'm watching or not, whether I'm there or not. But I had my brother texting me saying it was abysmal. I had one of my best mates who I used to go every game with saying, what am I watching this for? So by all accounts, I didn't miss anything. It was absolute garbage, 0-0. I don't know whether it was a penalty. I don't know whether their goal should have been ruled out. But absolute, I've just fallen out of love with it. They are, I can't keep saying, I can't believe how bad they are, Tottenham. They are. I've told people for years, people kept telling me I was being dramatic and exaggerating. You know, Suggsy sitting there, we're not that bad. We are absolutely fucking garbage as a football team. Dreadful. Not good, dreadful. We've gone backwards doing handsprings and we will be poor for years to come. Tottenham fans, don't get excited. You are looking at 4 or 5 years where we will probably finish 10th, 11th, like that. That is where we're going to be, and that is our true stamp, unless there's a change in the hierarchy at the club. That is where we're headed, and Harry Kane will be long gone. United seem to be the team on fire, don't they? I didn't watch that game, but as I said, that Fernandes, I have to suck it in. I said, Ollie at the wheel, he's not the man, but they certainly seem to be picking up form. I know there's a long way to go to close the gap to City and Liverpool, but United certainly looking the team with a bit of momentum forward. I didn't think they looked that great against Spurs in the first game back, but they certainly seem to have found their stride. Be interesting to see what happens there. I think they'll get in the top four this year. I think they'll overtake Leicester. I think it'll be the usual City, Liverpool, Chelsea, United fill the top four. Obviously, it depends on what happens with City's Champions League business, whether Leicester will get a fifth spot Champions League place. Yeah, I think those could be the big four for the next few years. I think they're a long way ahead of the rest. Right, what else did I say? What else have I got? I haven't got anything. I'll keep an eye on the golf. I don't know, I've not got anything at the minute, but we'll have a look after tonight's play. So just a little bit of football. There's not a massive amount on tonight. I think mainly Saturday, Sunday will be busy days. So I've just got... What have I got? I've got Huddersfield Luton, a first half goal, late on. Sort of 25, 30 minutes, Huddersfield v Luton, and Pacos Ferreira Braga over 1.5. So if that's 0-0, 20, 25 minutes, drip back in over 1.5, and then remove your liability on a goal. Pacos Ferreira Braga 1.5, Huddersfield Luton, a late first half goal. And that is it. So as I say, I just want to get Sam up and about, make sure she's okay, and then I will be back with you all. I'll do a podcast, but I'll hopefully be back to some normality Monday. I'll be nice just to get to some form of normal, wouldn't it, at the minute? Yes, anyway. All right, guys. Thank you for listening as always, and I will be back with you. I'll be back with you in the morning.